We're back on the Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS. I'm John Mowinkle, joined by Wyatt Clark of Pleasantville, as he is taking talents to the next level, Simpson College, to be exact. Wyatt, first of all, thanks for joining us, and as we start off here, tell us about your college decision. You know, what ultimately made you decide that Simpson was going to be the place for you?
Yeah, so originally I fully planned on going to Northwest Missouri State and just to go to school there, but with the season up in the air, and not really certain, I really wanted to play college baseball. And then the Simpson coach gave me a call, and we talked to him. And he was like, I don't want to let this opportunity slip. So I was all in, and then I talked to Colton Major, who's also at Simpson, and he was talking about the program, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
So it sounds like originally, before COVID-19, you weren't even going to play sports or anything in college, and then since this, it was just kind of a last-minute decision here?
Yeah, it was very last minute. I didn't even apply to Simpson until I talked to the baseball coach, and then I applied, got accepted, and then committed. So, yeah, it was very short notice.
Well, in looking at Simpson's roster, they only had two seniors on this past year's roster, so it'll be a pretty deep team when you get there next year. A lot of position battles, I'm sure. That being said, you know, what do you know right now as far as where you might be able to fit in, what you might be able to contribute in your freshman season next year?
It'll be hard to see where I'll end up playing, but all I can do is just keep working hard and try to find a spot somewhere on the team.
Well, head coach Nathan Rowling, he's going to be entering his fifth season at the helm of the Storm coming next year. During his tenure, you know, the program has made some pretty steady strides, and it's been a while since Simpson has had a winning season. I think 2011 is the last time they actually had a winning record. But, you know, like I said, he's been improving that program steadily since he got there. What can you say about what he brings to the table as a coach?
I think he's a great coach. I talked to him over the phone, and then I had a Zoom meeting with him, and he just seemed like a really nice guy. Cole Major said he's a really nice guy, great coach. So I'm just looking forward to be a part of his program and do great things there.
Well, talking about your final season here at Pleasantville, obviously, you know, it's been a whirlwind here these last few months with COVID-19 going on and everything. But I guess what were your thoughts and your reaction when you ultimately found out that there was going to be a baseball season?
I was really excited. I was pumped. I just kept hitting and throwing and working out and stuff over the winter and into the spring, and then hoping there'd be a baseball season. So when we got word there was a baseball season, I was ready to go.
Well, and two practices into the season to this point, as this interview is taking place on Tuesday. New guidelines and everything with social distancing, I guess. Kind of talk about what practice has been like here these last couple days, trying to adjust to different protocols for everything.
Oh, it's been interesting. Bringing up the eighth graders, there's like 50-some kids out on the field. Coach Card said that's the most that's ever been on the field at one time. So that's kind of hard to deal with. We're doing a bunch of different groups. Kind of staying separated a little bit, but, you know, it's fun. Even though there's 50 kids out, we're just making the best of it.
And I'm sure that'll make for some pretty interesting position battles, I'm sure, right?
Yes, for sure.
Well, and with it being your senior year, what are some of the things that, you know, you're hoping to be able to accomplish this year, some of the goals that you have maybe for yourself and for Pleasantville Baseball as a team here in 2020?
For myself, I really wanted to be first team all district or all conference. I was honorable mention last year, and that was a goal to keep pushing myself to get first team. So that's one of my personal goals and a team goal. I know we're pretty young. We lost some started last year, but I'm pretty confident in the group we have, and we can do great things here.
Well, talking about here a little bit about your moving on to play college baseball here, talk, I guess, about what Coach Card, what kind of role has he played in, you know, I guess, helping you develop throughout your career to get yourself to a point that, you know, you'd be able to join a college baseball program.
Yeah, he's helped a lot, always motivating me and pushing me to do more. It's also helped being with, like, the upperclassmen that we had when I was an underclassman. Showing me the work ethic that's needed to be successful. So that's really driven me to do more and always working hard. So Coach Card's driven them, he's driven me, he's driven everyone on Pleasantville to just keep doing their best and to ultimately be the best person you can be.
Talking about this season a little bit here, obviously a very condensed season, only 4 weeks for the regular season. It'll be your guys' second year in the West Central Activities Conference. That being said, what do you know about the teams you're going to be facing here this season? You're finished around 500 last year. What's going to be different this year now that you know, kind of have a better, you know, scouting report about the teams you're going to play and maybe your kind of your expectations here for this year?
Yeah, well, the West Central Conference is a very difficult conference. There's a lot of good teams, solid teams with a lot of good athletes in there. So going right around 500 last year, I think we can do that or better this year, knowing they lost people, we lost people, but I ultimately think that we have the better team going forward and we'll be able to surprise some people this season.
Again, we're talking with Wyatt Clark of Pleasantville. He's moving on to play baseball at Simpson College come next year. Moving back to your college experience here, what are some of the things that, you know, you're most looking forward to once you get started at Simpson? Of course, baseball is going to be a big thing, but I guess talking about the whole college experience, what are you most looking forward to when you become a student at Simpson?
Yeah, baseball is definitely going to be one of my favorite things to look forward to, but I'm also looking forward to being in the classroom and meeting new people and making new friends on there too. So I'm just going to try to make the most of everything and be the best student athlete I can be.
And lastly here, have you decided what you're going to be studying at Simpson?
Yeah, I'm going to be studying health and exercise science.
Again, we've been joined by Wyatt Clark of Pleasantville baseball team, moving on to play baseball at Simpson College next year. Wyatt, we certainly appreciate your time here. Best of luck here with the shortened baseball season in your senior year, and maybe we'll catch up with you before you move back into Simpson here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, and we'll be back after this on the Radio Sports page.